Stop saying it's hard and keep doing hard stuff. What? I know. How many times a day do you hear around you, in your family, at work, with clients, people say, oh, it's so hard. I personally do really hear it a lot, and each time it makes my heart cry, because I know, and I want to share this with you if you don't know yet, but whatever you say or think creates your reality. So if you keep hammering that things are hard in your marketing, in your sales process, in your life, then you will keep creating situation that feels hard. So I want to take a few minutes with you here, because I want you to understand how our brain body works and how it impacts actually your business, your marketing, your online visibility. Remember, you want to become visible online. This is why you are in the world of social media, love. When you become visible, you learn how to use your voice, your ideas, your stories, your irresistible offers, aka selling or inviting people to work with you, right? Your beliefs, your expertise, and your leadership. So when, let's play together. Why is it super important to know that whatever you said about your marketing or how it feels to build your company and build your online visibility matters? Because if you don't know this, you might, you know, hire all the consultant of the world. You might, you know, keep banging your head against the wall. The truth is that when you tell your mind something, your mind believes that's what you want. And one of the way we communicate with our mind is through words and through images. So how do we change the way we speak, the stories we say about how we feel about our online visibility, our marketing, our sales process? Is really the steps I'm going to show you examples so that you can start. Like, if you can learn one thing listening to this episode, is how you can actually support yourself for free by listening on how you speak. Whether you speak to yourself, I speak a lot to myself, or when you speak to someone, how is it going? You know, how's the business going? Listen to yourself. Or in your thinking, what are you thinking if you pause? What is it when you don't post today? What is the type of thought that are going on that you're like, I'm not gonna post today, I don't have time. So this is the questions I wanna go through with you. When I hear people say it's hard, marketing is hard, selling is hard, it means that you are giving directions to your mind to make sure that it shows you how hard it is. And it will. So let's do a little just game before we move on. I want you to close your eyes if you want to and take a deep breath in. If I say to you, so you can take a few deep breaths, and if I say it's so hard to keep up with social media, it's so hard to get clients, it's so hard to get people to my webinar, it's so hard to package my offers, versus if I tell you I can do hard things, I can do hard things. Can you feel the difference of emotions, energy that it brings to you, right? So this is why I titled this episode, Stop Saying It's Hard and Keep Doing Hard Things from a Place of Ease. What? So I'm just going to share a little bit of my story around this. So if you don't know me yet, I'm Angélique Binet. I'm the founder of Social Media Love, and I help six-figure women entrepreneur or aspiring women entrepreneur who wants to get to the six figures. To fall in love with their fears of becoming visible without online, right? And to themselves. All this without sacrificing who they are. And so before I teach you this, you know, maybe you don't know that, but part of the online visibility strategy and tactics that I teach my clients, we also train your mind and your body through a framework that we call Mind Magic. So for the last 3 years, I've been applying those principles to myself. And one of the latest experience that I did was around a retreat that I organized. And this retreat was completely coming out of the blue. I felt called to organize a retreat 5,000 kilometers away from where I live. I live in Canada and the retreat was in France. I wanted this to be a luxury retreat. I wanted this and that. And the promise I did to myself is, you know, Angelique, whatever you do, even if it's a big thing, might sound like a hard thing, I want you to do it from a place of your most valuable emotional states. And for me, I have three key filters in my life that helps me take all my decisions, whether it's to say a yes or a no, whether it's deciding to respond or react to a situation. Everything is supposed to feel joy, abundance, and ease. That's my three filters. So I'm like, okay, you've never done a retreat. It's gonna be so far away, but you're gonna do it there because this is what you wanna do. But we're gonna do it from a place of ease. And my mind was trying to convince me, like, come on, you've never done this. And you pretend you can do it from a place of ease. And I'm like, living by those principles and my body, I teach my body those things. Like, this is what we do when you work with me. So I'm not gonna go too deep in this. And literally, believe me or not, the retreat took 3 months to be organized. I got the best support people around me to help me. It was very easy to find that help. It was very easy to organize, from booking the hotel, finding the food, finding people who would come and teach gong, yoga, from creating the training I wanted to teach during the retreat. Everything was so easy. Even taking the plane to go from Canada to France, I got the cheapest ticket ever to Paris. Everything was easy. Still now, telling you this story, I'm still pinching myself. But every day, I made sure that I was feeding my mind and cultivating my belief that it doesn't have to be hard to do things we love, things that we deserve, things that makes you make money, things that makes you bring joy, whatever you want to do. So this is why I wanted to share that story, because I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest examples I have. I have many more. Like, I apply this to everything in my personal life as well. So when you say hard, here's the definitions I found. Definitions: with a great deal of efforts, right? Efforting. How does that feel in your body when I say effort? Effort. It's hard to say. It's a French word, right? With a great deal of effort. Hard is also done with a great deal of force or strength. You know, when you say force and strength, it's, for me, it's a complete opposite of ease, right? It has to kind of manage your energy, like gather everything you have left and push through it, right? In a culture of burnout, it's very interesting, right? The other thing is, another definition I found, it could be also something that you qualify solid, firm, and rigid. Not easily broken, not easily bent, not easily pierced. Who wants to live that life? So this is why, you know, when you tell your mind that everything is hard, your mind will make sure that everything is and feel hard. Because your mind doesn't know the difference. You know, it's going to do what it thinks that you want it to do. There is no in between. And I want you to test it in the next few days. I'll give you examples and you'll see. You'll see how, you know, the power of your words, of your thoughts, are key to how you feel every day, building your business, becoming visible online. So we tend to really underestimate the power of our words, of where we put our focus and attention. And the truth is that your focus and attention create your reality. Tell me if you've noticed that before. If you spend days and nights worrying about how your family is crumbling, how everybody is in discord and fighting day after day, you will see more and more and more of this, right? So if you're putting your focus and your attention on how stressed you are, for example, or that you have no clients, or that you don't have enough client, or that you know, you don't have enough money. You know, where you put your fat is where you put your energy. You will always, always see what you ask for, or what you talk about, right? And often your beliefs, what do you believe really deep inside of you? What type of thoughts are you feeding your mind? Are they empowering or disempowering? You know? And then what you focus on most hours of the day? What is it? Pay attention. When I started the work of my visibility online and inwards, I had to put numbers on how many, you know, my addictions in terms of emotions were really around worry and guilt, right? And shame. And the number was 14 hours a day out of 24, standing in those emotions. What do we create when we are there? Just think about it for a minute, right? So regarding your marketing and how successful your marketing is for you, right? What are the narratives you have? What do you say about your marketing, about what you do in your online visibility? Your language will tell me where you're placing your focus and attention. So when we meet for the first time for a discovery call, I listen to what words you say. I don't even have to know the full story. From a few words you're going to tell me, I'm going to actually see and start to understand why your marketing is not working the way you want it work. So even if when you say, you know, I wish I had more clients, or why isn't my business further along? Why my business is not making more money? Where are all my ideal clients? I wish I knew how to sell. I wish I would, you know, learn more about tech, stuff like that. You're asking for the wrong things. Right? When you do the work of becoming visible online and towards yourself, because what we are talking about right now is your online visibility towards yourself. You need to become aware of who you are so that you can unlock your online visibility. This is so powerful, my friends. Like, just stay with me. When you do the work of becoming visible online towards yourself with Social Media Love, we're going to exactly work on the power of your language, the power of your thoughts. And we, most of the time, you know, when my clients do the work, and they all do because they're all like amazing women who really are go-getters, they start hearing them say stuff like, what I have to share online matters. Bam. And they start publishing their videos. Yes. Or they're going to say, well, my ideal client is a good listener. They're going to see my videos. I'm talking for them. And I know if they're around, they will hear me and see me because they are good listeners. And then I have plenty of time to do my marketing because this is really important for me and for my clients, my future clients. So when you start really speaking from a place of empowerment that really support who you want to be and become as an industry leader, as a coach, a consultant, a service-based business, or whatever you sell, your energy and your perspective on things gonna change. And guess what's gonna happen? People who hear you gonna hear you really for real, because your energy is captivating, and they're gonna say, oh my god, you're so magnetic, right? It's, you know, who wants to hang out with someone who is like feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and that is not believing in the powerful portion that your business is? Because let me tell you, all of you watching or listening here, your offers are amazing. They're enough. They might need a tweak, but fundamentally, you are awesome. Because the reason why you opened that business was really from a place of deep, deep inner knowing that you could help the world. Am I right? I want you to listen in. So when you say it's hard, you know, and I hear it all the time. You know, even me sometimes, I hear it. Myself, I'm like, oh, interesting. What am I thinking to say it? And, you know, I would pause. And sometimes that, let me rephrase, right? So, and then literally I'm giving you a tip here. So if you hear yourself say, oh my God, that's so hard. And then you are so aware that you said it. So you stop yourself. You take a deep breath in. You notice, you know, you stop it with a big breath in and out slowly, right? And literally, this is what I ask myself. How could I make this easier? And your body knows. Listen in. How could I make this easier? If ease is kind of one of your core values and emotions you want to feel every day in, then you could use that. Or maybe yours is calm. How can I make this thing 10% more calm? Or maybe fun is your priority. Don't get me wrong, in ease there is fun. But let's say that fun is your thing. How can I make this hard thing more fun? Oh, see, the energy changes, right? So when you say it's hard, you keep repeating what you don't want. And that sucks, right? So what if you could do hard things from a place of ease? And basically, you know what? It's a choice. It's a choice that will change the chemicals in your brain, in your body, in your nervous system. And suddenly everything's gonna sound so easy and feel so easy that you're not even gonna believe it. That's what happened for me with my retreat. I can still not believe it. So it gives me so much confidence now to do even more hard things and work more on my fears. I am learning to embrace. That's another topic for another day. So this is a choice and it will completely change your trajectory online, but also in person, in your life, because you will feed your mind with empowering thoughts. You will feed, and then what it does, it will bring you more energy, and the words you're gonna be choosing will support this from inside out, right? So literally what you can do is to clean up your old belief, right? And if you don't know what they are, we could work together and I could help you. We do that actually together. And then just starting by, you know, saying goodbye or divorce the idea that life is hard. Just that. How does that feel? Life is hard. You know, if you were just changing that language, or life is chaos. You know, I hear that a lot too. Like, who wants to live like that? Not me. So, or things like, you gotta go work hard if you want to have the things you say you want to have. Not for me, thank you. Right? Or you're lazy if you don't work every day like crazy. Not thank you, right? So if you're curious on how you can literally use your mind and your body to optimize and deepen your online visibility, because they work, the inner visibility will let you go online at the pace of how you can bring safety in your body, the pace of how you can empower your mind and guide your mind, because you are not your mind, okay? You have a mind, like you have a feet. You can teach your foot to kick the soccer ball. You can teach your mind to live and breathe empowering thoughts that actually support your dreams on a day-to-day basis. It's not just a thing for the future. It's right now. So if you're curious on how I could help you optimize and deepen your presence online so that you can actually get prospects that hear you and see you, I want to work with you and not question everything you do. Like, they want right away, they feel it, right? They ask you questions, they do a discovery call with you, they're on board. If it's a fit, of course, they're on board and they're excited and you are excited. So reach out to me via DM if you're on the platform where there are DMs. If not, I'm going to give you my email. It's contact@socialmedialoveab.com. So contact@socialmedialoveab.com. www.thebestyourself.com, and I will make sure that somewhere around this video there is a text that has the email as well. But I thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, I always want to know, like, ask me a question, and also tell me how I can help you, because, you know, when you ask me a question or stuff like that, it helps me create new episodes to help you. Ciao, ciao.